Love and light from Flower Bluff, Texas, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Karen Hope's 15 minutes of solid inspiration. Y'all, we got something to talk about today, but quickly I would like to say thank you so much for those who are supporting the podcast right now. There's about 7 of y'all that I appreciate so much. And if you would like to jump on board with these supporters, y'all, if you go ahead and click on that support button that's right there on the platform when you click play, I will really appreciate it. It will help us get a new microphone and help me grow this podcast so I can cater this podcast better to you. Thank you so much, y'all. And moving forward, y'all, I got to talk about something today. Okay. Actually, it was a subject of my Facebook blog, and I decided just to extend this talk, this discussion, by talking about it on the podcast today. And I may do a Facebook reel as well. We'll see how it goes, y'all. if I get it all out in 15 minutes, yeah. But what I want to do now, y'all, is just give us a few minutes to just reflect, a few seconds, a few moments, however we want to say it, to reflect and just to thank God. It's Friday, y'all. Did I say that? It's Friday. It's February 17th. It's around 10:30 a.m. TGIF. Today and every day. Well, TGIM and TGI 2. I was going to say Tuesday. Yeah, never mind. Okay, let's just move forward. Let's give God the glory. Give him a few minutes. Get our thoughts together. Get grounded. Let's be in the energy of gratitude, okay? Talk to y'all in a moment. Okay, y'all, well, let's talk about this. Y'all, please forgive me if you heard, like if you hear buzzing on the device. Like I said, my goal is to have a better setup, equipment where I don't have to hold my phone and turn off my email notifications. And, you know, sometimes we may hear that now, but we're just going to move forward and keep being inspired by and with what we have. God is good and he provides, as long as we remember that. Whatever else that we feel we need will fall into place, as long as it's for God's glory, y'all. I just want to be a reminder of that. I also want to be a reminder of this too, because again, I like to always say I'm not teaching anybody anything. I am 52 years old, and I'm sure that the majority of the people that are listening to this podcast and the episodes, I believe we're on like maybe 300 and maybe 30 or so now. We're the third season. Y'all, listen, we need to be kind to each other. We need to be nice to each other. I'm not here to teach anyone that. No. Remind us of that? Yes. I have to start with reminding myself. Y'all, you know, we're supposed to talk to each other, but also we're supposed to talk to ourselves. And there's been some type of negative connotation placed on talking to ourselves, but we better be like that the singer, artist, everybody knows Michael Jackson. I don't have to introduce him. But he said, I'm talking to the man in the mirror. That was a deep song. That was a very important song for people to realize that he was saying, I've had to talk to myself. I have to change my ways, or these things are not going to change. And no, we cannot change the world, but what we can do is change our attitude, especially if we're not being kind, especially if we're not being fair, especially if we're not being good. We're supposed to do that. That's not a choice. Now, we're supposed to have choices, but that's something that really we should not even consider a choice. Just do that. Just do that, and everything else will fall into place. It'll be easier to understand, easier to decipher, easier to decode, easier to download. Somebody feels what I'm saying right now. Now, this is what I did start off the podcast by saying, yes, support the podcast, you know, that's kindness, that's kindness, that's goodness, but right now I'm not talking about that kind. You see, I'm going deeper than that, okay? Include that, please and thank you. Thank you in advance. I'm not even saying that being funny. Your monetary help and support is needed. That is goodness. That is kindness. But I'm going to go deeper than that. Y'all, a good person. It takes no money to do that. Understand? See, that's not what I'm going for right now. In this discussion, in the seriousness of this discussion that I'm talking about, I'm feeling this so much right now. It takes no money. Because in that moment, you know, listen, and it takes no time either. That's what I'm trying to say. It takes no time. It doesn't take our time. It doesn't take our time to be a good person, because in that moment, that is what the moment is for, is to be a good person. That is what the moment is for. So it's not taking our time. It is the time. Understand? Get that? That's what I'm trying to say. I feel so passionate about this. I get a little, because this is the way I've been my whole life. I'm not changing. I'm really just reminding myself of who I've always been. Now, it's been difficult to be this type of person because it turned you into like a person pleaser, a people pleaser, you know, a little passive aggressive at times, you know. I can honestly say that. But again, that's the things we need to pray about. I'm going to talk about this. Pray about. That's why we go through these experiences, so we learn how to pray about it. We're praying about ourselves, not other people. How to be a good person. Because it takes no money, so we can't say we're not rich enough. It's always our excuse. It's my excuse. I don't have enough money for lots of things. Even for other people's excuses, I'll say it's because of money. It's whatever. And it's not about taking our time, because that's what the moment is for. That's what we're born to do, created to do. So we're wasting time if we're not doing anything other than that. So most importantly, this is what I want to say. It pleases God. It pleases God. It pleases God. Again, that's what we are created to do. Okay? That's what we are created to do. Understand? Get that? Do you get that? See, I'm reminding myself. And I'm talking out loud, and I'm hoping that you understand the point that I'm trying to get across to myself. And I hope that we can be on the same, in the same energy, on the same page, in the same book, because it's about a book at the end. Remember that? Oh, we remember. So here's the challenge. Here's a challenge. This is simultaneously simple and hard at the same time, baby. Now get into this prayer. Guess what that means? We have one more critical, oh my goodness, reason to pray and ask for God's direction and guidance, don't we? Can y'all hear that buzzing? I'm so sorry. That tapping on my phone. But again, we have one more crucial reason to pray. Now that leads me to this. It gives us more reason to be grateful. Do you know that every time we have an opportunity to pray, that's a reason to be grateful? Like, God, oh my God. Like, because we realize we have an opportunity or chance, and we've been given the chance and the opportunity to make another choice, a better choice. I don't want to say the word better because it takes away from our what we only do what we know. We only do how we're conditioned, but our goal is to, and our job is to elevate from what we know. Y'all, I heard something and it stuck with me, and to me it's so powerful. What we don't know is so much more powerful than what we do know. So getting to what we don't know should be our goal, and what we don't know is more peace. We want that, don't we? Our goal is more goodness. We want that, don't we? More compassion. We want that, don't we? Well, we have to be that. We have to be more of that, right? We have to be more of that. That is what makes us a good person, starting with ourselves. If we can do this for ourselves, can we forgive ourselves? Can we? Because sometimes we don't know, it's not our issue or our responsibility. We don't have to take accountability to who we were born to. But we do have to take accountability and responsibility to how we respond to it. Once we start to learn what it is, it doesn't matter if we're 53 years old. When we get hit by the elevation, that's what elevation is. So, who wants to fall from that? You know how we don't fall from that? Stay like a good person. Stay good to yourself. It'll reflect over. And a lot of times, yes, we be good to our bodies. We can, you know, make sure that we're eating the foods that are full with chlorophyll and vitamins and, you know, antioxidants and all those things. Yes, it helps our body run better and think better and sleep better and be better. But we can do all those things and have an ugly spirit, a tortured soul. What is that going to do? Make us a very healthy, unkind person. You know, our spirit needs to be healthy too. And it takes kindness to exercise our spirit, compassion to exercise our spirit, goodness to exercise our spirit. It exercises our spirit so it's healthy. And it's strong. And it's good. Our spirit has fruit. Fruit is good for you. Fruit is good. It's the best thing for your body. Fruit. And for your spirit too. And to water. And to feed. And to grow and nurture. And love and hug and all those things. This fruit of this that we grow in our spirit. We have to be a nice person. You have to be a good person. I'm going to remind you, as I remind myself, it starts with ourselves. It starts with trusting God. Do you know how good it is that you can be good to yourself when you can just get some sleep and not think about that? Trust God, just give it over to Him. You know how good you're being to yourself? When you can get up and go take a walk anyway? You know how good you're being to yourself? When you sit down and have a good meal anyway, turn your music on anyway, dance anyway. You know how good you're being to yourself? You know how good you can be to other people when you can do that for yourself. Be a good person. Trust God about it. Give your troubles over. Y'all, turn it over. That means don't stress. It's gonna hurt. You're gonna feel it. That's why we pray. That's how we exercise that thing called faith. It's going to be easy and hard at the same time. That's the challenge. Pray your way through it. Because there's something on the other side. The other side is becoming a good person. That's a good thing, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and go. We'll talk again about this another day. Okay? Thank you again for considering supporting the podcast and all these 330 plus episodes. These last three seasons have been amazing for me and eye-opening, to say the least. My faith is growing and I'm grateful. I'll talk to y'all again later, y'all. Love and light to you and yours. Talk to you soon.